What's up, guys? StrictDriver101.com. Big Ken here. So let's talk about fuel fraud. In New York City, we have a fraudulent situation that occurred where some drivers were a part of a scam where basically, let's go with the title here, widespread fuel fraud discovered in New York, 44 arrested so far. So pretty much they were scamming fuel. How they did it was they had a valve. They would deliver oil, obviously, or fuel, and they would pull up and they pull a valve, and the valve would either pump in air and or just pump in air and no fuel, or just pump some of the oil back into the vehicle. Basically, they were shorting the customer and charging them full price. They were doing this to the tune of $14 to $18 million. Those are the numbers they kept kind of jostling around there, which is a lot of money, $14 to $18 million per year. They were paying the drivers like 50 cents per gallon. They were giving a kickback to the dispatchers, and the dispatchers would send them a code like, you know, go see the super on the third floor, and that would mean you steal $300 million from the customer, which is pretty fucking bold. And obviously, the drivers, truck drivers, being the assholes we are, were bragging about it. In New York. Right. You know, I mean, like, that was the part I loved about the story. They're bragging about it. Only a truck driver would do something that ignorant. Only a truck driver would sit around. Let me tell you, man, we ripping these people off blind and they paying us 50 cents on the dollar. Right. Yeah. Only an ignorant ass truck driver would say some shit like that. Anyway. Dispatchers got arrested, which I was surprised by. Only three dispatchers so far. I would imagine if this company's bigger than that, I could be wrong, because maybe they're in a small company. Maybe they only got, you know, five or six dispatchers, and maybe these were only the three involved. I doubt it, right? Dispatchers are like bulletproof. Everything, if you flip over in the middle of the road and your dispatcher types in, you got to get there no matter what, right? They usually always avoid, because all they can do is make a suggestion. They act like we own these trucks. They act like we have all this power and control, and we're like the masters of the universe. Damn thing got a GPS up my ass. They know where it's at, and they can call the police and have me thrown out this goddamn truck any minute. Right? They kill me with that shit. But anyway, so they were stealing all this fuel. They were making all this money. Of course, dumb drivers were bragging, and probably they caught some guy bragging about it and gave him a deal, because it says a whistleblower, obviously, a.k.a. most likely a truck driver drunk at a bar bragging about the shit, of course. Why do drivers do that? Why do you go out of town? And the amount of truck drivers that I have seen stumble back to their trucks. I understand, you know, hey, man, I deserve to have a good time and all that. But do you have to get drunk to the point where you can barely walk? It's just dumb. And then the thing is, that same driver, I guarantee you, will be talking about his wallet's missing, his credit card's missing. It's like, yeah, you're in a small town. Nobody needs to know you. You went to the bar they go to. Yeah, they robbed your dumb ass. You ought to be lucky they didn't bend you over in a barn and fuck shit out of you. You know, and I've heard of that too, by the way, for all my females out there who like to go to bars and think, oh, I'm going to get drunk just like the men do because that's equal rights. I love that when women say stupid shit like, you know, I went to a bar where I knew nobody and I got so drunk I didn't know what the hell was going on. Right? Now you shocked you got raped. It's like, yeah, okay. Oh, that's blaming the victim, Ken. That's slut shaming. I know, I'm old. Fuck you. Look. But anyway, the thing about this that I wanted to like talk about was don't get obsessed with the money. Like they making the 50 cents per gallon. And let's say on that one instance they mentioned they were stealing 300 gallons times 0.50, and we got $150, right? That's pretty, you know, that's a pretty significant amount of money. It's nice little change. You do that, say, five times in a week, plus what you get normally, that's $750. That's a nice chunk of change. Plus your regular check, you might be pulling in $1,400, $1,500, something like that. Maybe even more if you're getting $1,000 a week delivering fuel. Those guys do tend to get paid well, so these guys are probably making $100,000 a year, which is a red flag, by the way, to a lot of people. Okay? Don't do this. Don't do shit like this, man. It's just not worth it, because I'm telling you, the public will always blame the truck driver. Their image of us is that we control everything. You know, they act like we run everything. And the executives were arrested, which is also good to see, because usually in scams like this, but let's be honest, the dispatchers are most likely the guys who are going to be the snitches. They're going to expose the scam fully. The government's going to use them and whoever the whistleblower was to go after the executives. The executives have these things called lawyers, high-priced $400 an hour lawyers. They ain't going to jail. These oil executives, they ain't going to jail. They're going to pay a big fine, and maybe a dispatcher will go to jail. Doubt it. But drivers, all 29 that were arrested, that's what they say, 29 out of the 44, because some of these were executives and then three dispatchers. But bottom line is, whoever's a driver, whatever that number is, they going to jail, guaranteed. Guarantee it. Guarantee they're going to jail. They're going to jail. Right? And this is why I tell guys, don't ever do this shit. It always comes back to the driver. Even when you got executives involved, and they made millions, the drivers were making an extra $1,000 a week, maybe an extra $700 a week. Right, this is an $18 million scam. The guys who were making all the goddamn money was the executives. That's who was making all the money, right? They were pulling in $10 million. They were pulling in the millions, right? But at the end of the day, who's going to really go to jail? You know, at the end of the day, who doesn't have the money for a lawyer? You know the driver didn't save that goddamn money. You know he didn't save that money. He spent that money on a car, spent that money on his wife, got a new roof on the crib, sent the kids out, you know, to Disney World. They went to Disney World that year. You know how truck drivers are. They don't save no money. That's why every driver right now is bitching, it's November and I ain't got no money. July, they was making owner operators that I guarantee you, if you go to their videos and go to every owner operator on YouTube's video at the early part of July, around that time, every driver, whether you're doing flatbed or tank, whatever they were doing, right? They were all bragging about the money. Everybody's bragging about money. Everybody's bragging about money. Every driver, Prime, all the guys on YouTube were bragging about all the money they're making as a lease purchase operator, owner operator, all of them, right? Now what happens? Slow time hit. I ain't making no money. I'm a go company driver. Same guys. I ain't even going to talk about one driver who's talking about, man, it's just rough out here. Man, y'all don't understand. There's a video of that dude. I'm not going to say his name, but if you go look at some of the YouTube drivers, you'll find out who it is. You look at his summer video. He literally goes over a paycheck stub, even like in May, right? During that time, in one week, he made $4,000. One week, he made $4,000. That was his net, by the way. That was his net, right? Big money. Right? Didn't save enough, any of that goddamn money for November. It don't make no sense, man. But anyway, that's another story. I'm going to get on that because I talk about that every year. I'm sick of drivers bitching and moaning in November and December. Freight's slow. Freight ain't slow. I guarantee you Sinister ain't stopping at all. You know why? He doing refrigerated, right? He know he going to make money. Oh, he going to make money. It's going to be a little bit slow time in January. But by the time February come, fat America will be back to eating, okay? And by the time this March come, flatbed boys will be back up there running again. And just remember next time when you're making that money to save. And if you're involved in a scam, right, remember, the driver is going to jail, okay? Guaranteed, all right? Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. I just thought that story was interesting to talk about a little bit. All right, guys, see ya.